Let's bring in Beaver Dam High School boys basketball coach Tim Lazzard gets ready for the sectional against Nicolet over at Plymouth on Thursday night, a game you can watch on Daily Dodge TV thanks to Columbus Family Dental and the Beaver Dam Unified School District and here on 1430 WBEV. Hey, Coach, I hadn't seen your team in person in a few weeks, so I'm on video a lot, but it seems like watching your game, it's grafting, man. You guys really got after it on both ends of the floor and seem like they're on the upswing here as we head through the postseason.
Yeah, Wade, I agree. I mean, we're really playing good basketball right now. It's best we've played all year. You know, we're playing with a lot of confidence, a lot of belief in each other. And, you know, when you start believing in each other and play that confidence, a lot of great things can happen. And, you know, we're playing really good ball right now.
Besides the confidence level, Coach, what has been the difference here in this five-game streak to bring you to your first sectional since 2017?
Yeah, defensively, we've been a lot better lately. Our ball pressure's been really good. And we've rebounded really well, which has been important for us because obviously we're a team that really lacks some size. But we've been able to compete on the glass, which has helped. And on the offensive end, we're moving the ball really well, and we're finding the guys we need to find in the right spots. And you know, we're finding a little bit more balanced scoring right now, which is obviously a big part of tournament play.
You know, you talked about, you know, size. You know, I know you talked going into the Slinger game. You know, they're bigger than you guys. You know how you're going to react. Your team was able to solve Slinger. Then you went and you faced Grafton, maybe more of a guard-orientated team. They got it done as well. So what does it say about your guys being able to adjust to different styles, you know, which you always see in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, that Slinger game was huge for us. I mean, you know, that's the exact type of team that we have struggled with all year long. And for us to turn the corner and defend it the way we needed to defend it. And scoring on them was tough, too, because of their lengths. You know, that was great to see. And it really, you know, brought a different level of confidence. Going into Saturday, I think we were playing at a really high level going into Saturday. And, you know, it was a different type of team, guard heavy. We changed some things up defensively that we typically don't do, and we were really successful with it. And, you know, it was nice to see us play a couple different types of styles and still be really successful.
Well, Coach, you got Nicolet, a team you've seen in the postseason, you know, quite a few times, it seems like, over the years. There's no Jalen Johnson this year, but when you look at Nicolet, what are your thoughts?
Well, they still got good size. I mean, they've got two guys that we saw back then. You know, Donovan Sparks is a starter for him back then, 6'3 senior, big, wide body, athletic. And then Miles Nation came off the bench for him, a 6'5 junior. Those two guys inside are low. They really rebound well, and they can score inside. And they've got a really nice freshman point guard, David Bolden. He's averaging about 12 a game, and he can score from the perimeter. He can score inside, and you know, really, really nice, heady freshman player. And then they've got some nice guys around those guys that are skilled, and a couple guys off the bench that can shoot the three. They're kind of a really, really balanced team this year. It makes them tough to guard.
You know, you look at the sectional as a whole, Coach. Some years you go in and you're like, okay, you know, when you saw, you know, some teams like this team's going to come out of the sectional. But you look at you guys in Nicolet, and then you go to the other side, and you look at Oshkosh North and what a Schwaben on over there. This is one where, you know, people would be stunned if any team came out of that bracket.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, Schwaben and Oshkosh North are both really loaded. You know, North comes out of that Fox Valley that's just loaded every year, and they're a really good team. You know, play that old, really solid 1-3-1, and just really, really good at what they do. And Schwaben is a really senior heavy group that's, again, talented, shoots a three really well. You know, that half up there is pretty loaded. I mean, Schwaben beat West of Pierre pretty handily, and then Oshkosh North beat Green Bay Notre Dame, who was the one seed. So, yeah, I mean, that's a really good side up there, and whoever comes out of us, between us and Nicolet, is going to have our hands full on Saturday.
Coach, what are some of the keys that have to happen if your team wants to be that team that gets to take a swing at North or Schwaben in the sectional final?
Yeah, I think, you know, rebounding's the key for us in this one, I think. We've got to be able to keep them off the glass. They're probably the best offensive rebounding team we've seen all year, and that's saying a lot when you talk about, you know, Wanakee and you know, Slinger and DeForest and those teams. And Nicolet really pounds the offensive glass. We've got to do a really good job there. But then we got to be ourselves and play our game. You know, we feel like, you know, the way we're playing right now, we have a great shot. You know, I think we got to go in and play with confidence with the expectation that we can win this ball game. And I think that's this is a new thing for our guys. You know, we don't have a guy on the team that's been to a sectional. So I think, you know, having that expectation of not just going in there and just being a part of it and to go in there and expect to win, it's going to be a big deal for us.
You know, watching the victory celebration after winning the regional against Grafton, Coach, just something that you and your staff and your players really wanted, wasn't it? Because when you were cutting down that net, you could see the emotion in everybody's face knowing that, you know, all the hard work and you get to put a net in a plaque up on the wall for this version of Beaver Dam basketball.
Well, it was, Wade. You know, this group, obviously it's a senior-heavy group, but I think with the way the season has gone, the ups and downs that we've had, you know, the battles that we've had to go through this season with how good the Badger Conference was and the mismatches that we had to deal with size and the Badger this year, and then our non-cons with, you know, Notre Dame and Thomas More and West Appear and teams like that. You know, it's been a roller coaster, and so for our guys to be able to bounce back and to have that success in a regional final, just really big deal for us. And I think these guys have probably earned that regional more than any team that I've had with what they've had to deal with.
Well, Coach Tim Landrin, good luck on Thursday night. If people can't make the trip over to Plymouth, we'll have the game on WBEV. And again, you can watch on Daily Dodge TV, presented by Columbus Family Dental and the Beaver Dam Unified School District. You'll have the honor of Mike Tronson bringing the call back to the fans.
That'd be great. We appreciate it. We love Daily Dodge being out there. And hopefully we can pack that place, small gym, be out there early, get your tickets early, and get out there and support us. These guys, I think these guys have a real chance here.